It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Foam rubber gold bars fool man who robbed Michigan shop.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate.
Boy, oh boy. You know, as the weather cools down a little bit, you're thinking, I might need to take a day off. I might need to have a call-in sick day, even if I'm not all the way sick. Little fake illness, if you know what I mean. Well, I'm here to help. According to a healthcare survey of 1,000 business leaders, a.k.a. bosses,
right,
we now know the best things for you to fake an illness with your boss that they are most likely to believe.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Some of them, you know, you got to be smart. You can't tell, oh, yeah, I've got such and such. And then you show up the next day and you don't have anything.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. You just needed a day off.
You have to carefully choose your illness so that it's believable and believable the next day.
Yes, absolutely. So let's go. Steve, what would you do if you were to ever, I can't imagine you faking something to miss a day of work, but if you were, what would you maybe fake? Let's see if it's on the list.
I guess just like a normal cold, like a fever or something.
Common cold, number 8 on the list.
Migraine. I'm going to go with migraine.
Jay, or well bad done. Headache or that something. Is on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Migraine. Because the thing about a migraine is it's really hard for people to argue with.
Well, yeah. What are you going to say?
Like, well, I don't believe
No, you don't.
And it could be totally fine tomorrow.
Yeah.
Liar.
Yeah, you
liar.
Do not. You do not. You do not have one. You don't have a headache.
I think migraine should be higher on the list.
Oh, it's not, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's on there. It's in the top 10. It's at number 9.
Oh, okay.
But I really do believe it should be top 5.
I mean, you could always do, throwing up would always be one, I would imagine.
I'm just throwing up.
Yeah, food poisoning?
Well,
food poisoning.
Yeah, and that's the one too,
food
Steve.
Food poisoning.
Yeah, because, it's not like there's any carryover. It could be just, I'm sick this morning, but I feel better later today.
I do think that I lied about that probably 20-some years ago.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Where my stomach just wasn't great, and I was like, I don't know. I don't feel like getting up and going to work. I don't feel good.
Right.
But I knew just saying I had a tummy ache wasn't good enough, so yeah. I was like, I think I said, I think I got food poison or something. And you're like, well, stay the heck out of here.
Yeah, 20-some years
this
ago.
This is like 20-some years ago. And then what happened, Steve?
16-some years ago.
Yeah.
This is what you learn about. I don't hear what you're mumbling. What are you mumbling?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
He's just agreeing with Jake. Say you have gout.
Say you have gout. God. Yeah, you don't, Jake, that's something you don't mess with, just like food poisoning. Yeah, I know. I messed with it. I lied about it many, many years ago, and then I've gotten it since then. Mm-hmm. And that's not one you lie about.
No.
Because if God gets even with you, it
Karma.
Is not fun.
Karma, baby.
That's a bad one. Here are some other things they say. Anxiety.
Okay. Again, hard to prove.
In today's world, right, you got to be just like, okay, they're struggling with anxiety today. I can't tell them no, they're not.
Sure.
I'm going to give them the day off. Same with depression.
Right. Yep.
Stress. These are all on the list.
What about
of things
good old car trouble? Is that one still pop in there or no?
A whole day
no,
for
because
that?
It's not about sickness.
Oh,
it has
I see.
To be an illness,
just an
not
illness,
just a reason to have the day
so
off.
So like a family emergency wouldn't count either then probably.
Probably not. No.
Okay. Uh-uh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It has to all just be a sickness.
Right.
Or
right. Right.
Like
right.
This one, an injury. You have an injury, so you're not able to make it in.
Boy,
that's a tough one, though.
That
because
is.
Then what are you going to do? Fake limp the next
day? Right. I was going to say. Then you're like, oh man, my hip or my back or whatever.
Right.
The back's an easy one because again, it's not like it's not a visual
back
thing.
Back is number 2 on the list, Jay.
Okay.
Back pain.
Yeah.
Number 2, and it's one of those that. Anybody who's had back pain will not argue with you.
Right.
They'll just be like, dude, stay home, get better. Because that's one of those things that hurts so bad that you're like, it really does make it so you can't work. Now, these are the ones I don't want you to mess with because you lie about back pain and then you get real back pain, it's not worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would never lie about gout, I will tell you that, because I still, through all this illness I've had of 2 weeks, I've had a week in the hospital, I had all these other things go on. The one thing that has been a constant is my gout moved from my wrist up my arm and now has settled into my elbow. My elbow feels like it is the size of Steve's head.
Hmm. That's not so big.
No, it's not.
And just throbbing and hot. Imagine if Steve had a hot, throbbing head. That is basically my elbow.
For those who are wondering, Steve, just for reference, Steve wears a hat size of 6 1/8. So,
I don't know what that means, Jay, so joke's on you.
Either way, it's too big for an elbow.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Too big for an elbow. They
still too small for a head, too big for an elbow.
The number one excuse, if you want to call in sick, to your boss that they are going to believe the most is the good old-fashioned flu. Just, I must have the flu or something. Yeah. I'm throwing up. I don't feel good. And it's one of those, and everybody thinks the same thing. I don't know. Does he have the flu?
Yeah, but you can't. You don't want anybody
don't,
near you.
Don't come in.
No,
if you,
heavens
yeah,
no.
So don't. It's not worth it.
Uh-uh.
So just take the day off.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, don't come near me. And then if they come in tomorrow, you better have been the 24 hours without all that stuff coming out of you.
Exactly.
I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to see you if there's
you're
a chance.
You're not welcome.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She's been up for hours, guys. She's like 74 years old.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah. She's getting the cookies ready for Steve's fan club.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story brought to you by Axiom Painting. Kevin.
If only we had time to test this theory.
Hmm.
This is a brand new study that says napping can boost your core memory by fivefold. That's good.
Wow, yeah.
That's really
That's
good.
That's great.
A power nap of just 45 minutes can boost memory by 5 times. A short doze helps you retain information that you've learned and significantly improves your recall. A study went a little like this. 90 single words and 120 unconnected word pairs, such as things like milk taxi. See how those are not related.
Got it. I was thinking you were saying
no
milk
such
toast.
Thing as a
I thought,
milk taxi.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say milk toast.
Right. So they're just words that are unconnected that
yeah,
they put together.
I got it. Milk taxi.
And so then the people would, they would go through all of this, right? Then they would take a nap for 45 minutes. They'd see all these words. Then they'd wake up, and those who napped for 45 minutes scored 5 times better
wow,
than those who did not.
I'm sold.
Same.
Yeah.
So with this in mind, it is 8:15.
Uh-huh.
If I could just nap till 9.
Right.
And then, I don't know. See, what would I don't have my words. I didn't do anything to prove that I would know.
Right, yeah. There's no way
Dang
to actually.
It. So we're
yeah,
going to take a little time. We're going to have to.
You know, you could also nap at like 11.
11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Well, but then we won't be on the air to report the results.
Well, you could just tell us tomorrow.
You know what? Okay, fine. Fine.
Nice try, though. I mean, again, you know.
It was worth a shot, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, milk taxi.
To, yeah, you don't have to nap during work. I don't know if you know that part. That wasn't part of it.
It did not say that, did it?
No, but I like the way you weaseled it in there, though.
It's for science,
yeah,
Jay.
I was excited to try to test it. That was
Do
all.
You believe it? Do you believe the study?
I do. It makes sense.
It does, yeah.
You know why? Because I know that during sleep, the bursts of brain activity known as sleep spindles play an important role in consolidating newly learned information.
Oh, yeah. Sleep spindles.
Yep.
What percentage of people will say they feel worse after a nap?
Hmm.
That's always a hard one.
47?
Because You do hear people say that. And I understand it, and I feel bad for them when it happens.
Do you feel like they're rookie nappers?
Do I feel like what?
They're rookie nappers?
Some of them, yeah, I think that could be it. Some of you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
The other thing is just sometimes too many other elements that are affecting it.
Like, as in?
You know, you're like, I'm going to lay down for 45 minutes.
Sure.
And then by the time you lay down, you think, oh, God, I got to do this real quick, and I got to do this. Okay, now I'm going to set the clock and for 45. And you realize that it's actually only 30 minutes now, and then by the time you get to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like sometimes you think you laid down for 45 minutes, but you didn't.
Right.
You slept for 22, and you feel terrible.
Yeah, and I also think that sometimes you judging what happens right after you wake up, it's sometimes not necessarily fair. Like, yes. You know, right after you wake up, of course you're groggy and you feel like, oh my gosh, I feel like I got hit by a truck. That's terrible. That's why I don't nap. I hate that feeling. But, you know, maybe a half an hour later, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it happens to be, now you've got a lot more energy. Sometimes I think it gets judged a little too quickly.
That's very fair, Jay. Yeah.
Let's test it.
How would you do that? Have somebody who's not very good at napping or doesn't usually nap and doesn't like it because they're groggy, just like write down. I don't know how you would test it. I don't know how that works.
Lots of journals and
journaling. I think that would probably be it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm willing to experiment later today. No, I actually can't today. I'm willing to experiment.
Nap today for
no,
sure.
No, maybe tomorrow.
Well, what about now?
Well, I can take one for both of you guys.
Okay. Well, don't steal Steve's nap. I believe he might want one.
Oh, yeah.
Steve's getting one today.
Oh, yeah.
I think Steve is I think he's a daily guy now.
Pretty much.
Good for you. That's awesome, man.
I mean, why not?
That sounded almost sincere, the way you said it.
Yeah, and the reason why, Steve, you know, we pressure you sometimes about meeting a lady or doing whatever, but if you do, then you're going to end up like Jay, where you don't have time for a nap.
All right, yeah.
Got to schedule that thing in, man. Mm. Also, what percentage of people get to nap at or nap at work? Like, not...
At work?
Yeah, as in, like, either your work is allowing it based on the fact that they provide you a place, you know, because I think there might be very, very few, but a few places might have a quiet place, or you just go out into your car and do that thing.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I think on your lunch break.
Right, on your break,
you would be allowed to take
Sure, why not? But, yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know how many people would do that, but... I mean, I could see it. Kevin, you love car naps. I could see
it. I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it going to be sunny today?
I thought so. Let me double check. Yes. Okay, yeah, today's a hot day. Today's the 80-degree day.
Oh, wow. Okay, because if so, I need to spend some time in my car in the sun.
Oh, wow. Let me update this forecast, Kevin. You're going to need to spend... Oh, my goodness. It now says 81 today, 87 tomorrow and Wednesday. Yeah.
Is that right?
Nearly 90 for 2 days.
What in the world?
And then into the low 70s by like Thursday, mid 70s, and then back to more normal. But a couple of steamy ones.
What a big steamy one. It doesn't sound good, Jay. Oh, we got a couple of steamy ones.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He's young. He's got his whole life ahead of him.
But so do you.
Jay, I don't know that we got another 30 years of radio.
Oh,
with us.
Of course we do. Easily.
Kevin James.
I hope so. I need a job.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Samantha, is this your first time playing Beat the Show?
It is.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
Okay, we're even then.
No, don't be. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it will be
fine. No, I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I'm excited as well. A $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee could be yours for winning. And the category seems like, you know, it's like sometimes you're like, oh, it's football. And you're thinking, oh, boy. You know, that may or may not know anything about football.
Yeah.
But this is fall. I mean, we're all experiencing fall.
Right.
So I feel like we should all be okay, don't you think?
I think so.
Okay. And it has nothing to do with fall.
Okay. There it is. It's been ruined, Samantha. Sorry. Who would you like to challenge today in your first time ever playing Beat the Show? Would you challenge me or Kevin?
I think Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice that he didn't take offense to that.
If you could see me right now, you would be very happy with your decision.
Okay.
All right, Kevin. See you in 75 seconds.
Okay.
All right, Samantha. Goodbye, Kevin. You get 7 questions and you get 60 seconds to answer them. I would suggest if you get stuck, you pass. We'll try to get back to it, okay?
Okay,
here we go.
Alrighty. This 2024 action comedy stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Name the movie.
Oh, pass.
This is a group of waterfalls that span the border between Ontario, Canada, and New York. And remember the category, too.
Oh.
Oh,
you mean like Niagara Falls?
Maybe. Yeah. Pass.
Maybe like Niagara Falls. This fall federal holiday is observed on November 11th every year. What is it?
Oh my gosh, why am I spacing? Pass again.
How many different months make up fall?
Oh wow. 3.
Fill in the blank of this funny line. Have a nice blank. See you next fall.
Have a nice trip.
Fall in Love is a song from this country artist, Religiously the Album album. Name him.
Pass.
And what type of spice that is put in lattes, pumpkin pie, etc. is extremely popular during fall time?
Pumpkin spice?
Ah, there you go. I was so tempted right there for you, Samantha, to do my impression of the right answer. Oh. And I couldn't. I had to refrain because I didn't want to cheat. You know, it's kind of how we do there. Right. All right, we'll see how you did, and we'll see how Kevin does. Kevin? Hello, Kevin?
Yeah, hi there.
Okay.
What? Are you all right?
Well, yeah. I came back a little bit early, but I don't think it's going to matter.
Oh.
I don't feel like I heard anything that really...
I thought I heard you say, huh, at one point.
So I tuned out a little bit.
Very concerned.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I lost track of time, and then I was like, I tuned back in, and I heard... Steve question, and I was like, huh?
Okay.
And that's when I then took the headphones back off.
Might have to disqualify you. We'll see how it goes. All right, 60 seconds. Hang on, Samantha. We'll see how Kevin does. 60 seconds, Kevin.
All right, here we go, Kevin. This 2024 action comedy stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Name the movie.
Fall? Pass.
This is a group of waterfalls that span the border between Ontario, Canada, and New York.
Niagara.
This fall federal holiday is observed on November 11th every year. What is it?
That would be Veterans Day.
How many different months make up fall?
September, October, November, and December. 4.
Fill in the blank of this funny line. Have a nice blank. See you next fall. Is he serious?
I pass.
What? Okay. Fall in Love is a song from this country artist, Religiously the Album album. Name him.
Album.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
What is album?
You're an album on my head.
Bailey Zimmerman.
Easy. Didn't get to the last one.
Okay. Does he still want it?
I don't think so.
Okay. No.
Let's see how we did. All right.
This 2024 action comedy stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
Fall Guy.
Name the movie. Thank you, Jay.
Fall Guy, guys.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Want to see that movie. We've seen it advertised a bunch, and I never have seen it, so maybe I'll stream it.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't realize it was a comedy, but it was good.
Oh, I like that even better. All right, 0-0.
Or action comedy, I guess.
Double pass on that one.
This is a group of waterfalls that span the border between Ontario, Canada, and New York.
Everybody said Niagara Falls.
Yeah,
including Niagara me. Falls. 1-1.
Yeah. This fall federal holiday is observed on November 11th every year. What is it?
Samantha got in her head here. She was like, she's thinking to herself, I should know that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin did know it with Veterans Day.
Correct, yep.
2-1.
Nicely done, Kevin. How many different months make up fall?
3 for Samantha, 4 for Kevin. Kevin has an extra long fall.
Yeah, September, October, November. 3 months is correct.
Kevin, have a nice trip. See you next fall, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, the answer to the next question.
Oh, look at there. Yeah. Look at there. Samantha got that one, too.
Hold on. My mic is not working. Stuff to say.
Oh. I bet you do.
When does fall end?
November.
When?
What do you mean when? It ends in November.
What date?
That's a good question. It ended
in December.
Let me look and see what it says. December 21st.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
No,
that's not
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
December 21st at 1:19 a.m.
That's when it ends, man.
No, that's not correct.
Yes, it is.
That's the winter solstice.
Yeah, but that's not the season.
What do you think it is then?
Seems like they're going to fight any second, Samantha. Who's your money on here?
Boy, the internet said 3 months.
Yeah.
And said September, October, November.
Let me Google.
Huh.
Yeah, you know what? The internet does say 3 months. But
I feel like some of summer still goes into September.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
That is very true. Man.
Yeah, Steve, I just Googled it just to see if you were lying. And it says fall or autumn is made up of 3 months, September, October, November. And then if you Google when does winter start, it says December 21st.
All right, faulty question.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a point then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's fair.
Kevin heard the next question because he commented on it in the middle of the game playing by Samantha, so that's a disqualification point.
Fall in Love is a song from this country artist.
Bro, I can't believe you didn't get that one.
Religiously, the album.
Oh, it's so great. Bailey sings it. It is really a great song.
Is the name of the album Religiously Album?
No, it's
I
called,
was confused by that
It's
part.
Called Religiously the Album, and so I had to say album.
Right, you know? So he had to say it twice.
Oh, I got you.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What type of spice that's put in lattes, pumpkin pie, etc., is extremely popular during fall time?
Well, Samantha said pumpkin spice, right?
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, pumpkin
there,
spice.
There you go. Either way, because Kevin didn't get to us, 4-3 in favor of Samantha. So first-time player, first-time winner, $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Will you ever want to play again is the question.
Yes, I feel like I'll be more confident next time.
Yay! That's the right answer. Very, very good. All right, hold on for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Normally $34 on sale for $19.90.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Good year.
Kevin James.
Good to hear.
I know, he said good year, like 1990. It was calendar humor.
Oh, I thought he said good to hear.
Well, that too.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Steve, are you okay with the fall thing now? Did you get it all figured out in there?
I don't know.
88 days is 3 months, you know, so basically that's how they do it, but it stretches over 4 months.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
I mean, either way.
I apologize.
No, I mean, it was just a little bit gray. There was some gray
in
there.
I just don't like it when you tell me things like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't end in December. And I'm like, well, yeah, it does.
Well, the thing also, the internet also did say September, October, November.
It did. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I feel like I'm still kind of right.
This is what...
No, you're not. It starts September. Watch this. Go September 21st mm-hmm. to October 21st.
Yeah, that's a month. Yeah,
1 month.
Mm-hmm.
October 21st to November 21st.
That's 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
Stop. Do Thanksgiving, and then go November 21st through December 21st.
Yep.
That is 3 months long.
Correct.
Those are your 3 months of fall.
Yeah.
See how that works?
Yes. I'm more disappointed in myself.
I'm more disappointed in the internet because I did Google it as well. And
it was misleading.
Yeah,
sure.
It was very misleading. Yeah. Which is weird because I thought everything on the internet was correct. I'm now very disappointed. Too. I don't know what to do.
Speaking of that, new internet survey says 54%, 3, 2, 1. The average person spends 54 hours a year doing this.
54 hours? Sitting at a red light. That seems like a lot. That would be too many, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know, though. Jay, it could add up over a year. I mean, what are you, just a little over 2 days?
Yeah, that seems like too much.
I don't know. I was sitting in a light the other day for like 5 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
And that's just one light.
One day.
Yeah.
The correct answer is online shopping.
Oh, wow.
You know, I think I probably fit into this.
54 hours.
I am a really good online shopper. I'm just not always a really good online buyer.
Sure.
Does that make... I look at stuff, I'll research stuff so much.
Yeah, I got you.
And then I'll put it on the, save for later or whatever.
Right.
And then I just never buy it.
Well, that's a good idea, though, because that cuts down on the impulse.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
I mean, otherwise, there's so many times where you're like, oh, I don't really need it, but I kind of want it, and it can be here tomorrow. Cool. And then when it shows up, sometimes you're excited, and sometimes you're like, ah.
I bought a little countertop ice maker.
And yes.
It is. I love it. Absolutely
love
it.
So no buyer's remorse on that.
No, not at all, Jay. So, but that, I know that I don't want to fall into that trap because I did the thing where it can be here in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
That's the one.
We can take the ice cube trays out of the freezer and give us more room in the freezer. And it was just, I was all excited about it. But I'm not going to get suckered into that and just start doing it all the time.
What restraint. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Man, who knew?
Yeah. Who knew that December was part of winter? Today?
Okay. Two things. Kevin, I heard you crack a can open. What are you drinking? What you drinking?
Good. Let's play What Am I Drinking? I'll tell you first of all, it is diet or sugar-free.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they call it. They call it zero sugar.
Mm. I was going to say the zero sugar cream soda.
Caffeine-free, zero sugar. No, I'll tell you, this drink has been around. Not this particular one, I have a hunch. Since 1904.
Steve?
I was going to say like iced tea or like an Arnold Palmer or something, but that's not going
to
work.
No.
A little tougher to get those caffeine free, too.
How about a...
Oh, I know. It's got to be. Wait, see, there's only Jay two knows. Possibilities. There's only two is possibilities that, now.
Is it liquid
been
death?
Around that old?
Well, my two possibilities were A, Dr. Pepper based on age, but the other one was based on the fact that you haven't been feeling good was the ginger ale.
Oh.
There it is.
Yep.
Canada Dry.
There it
since
is.
1904. Yeah. Zero sugar, caffeine-free ginger ale. It is something I've been drinking for quite a few months, and I just really have found it to be my favorite new.
Okay. Wow.
I remember the first time I put it in my mouth.
Isolate it for later? At, Nothing, go ahead.
It was at a Super Bowl party 2 years ago.
Man.
At, I was with that gal, Judy, and we went to, what?
Nothing.
A little gal, Judy?
No.
She's fine. She called me the other day to say hi.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah, I was just saying. Not important, but what is important is that we went to a Super Bowl party at her friend.
Kind of what I was leaning on there.
At her friend Angela's house. Well, I want to give Angela a shout out.
Okay, fine.
That's important
because she's the one who introduced me to this drink.
Oh.
Because I was like, she's like, Kevin, you don't have anything to drink. And I had brought my own, but of course I drank them too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, well, do you like this? And I was like, well, I'm kind of a diet and a caffeine free. And she's like, oh, well, hold on. I'm going to give you my favorite drink. And she went and got the ginger ale. And after I tried it, I was like, oh, that's a game changer. That might be what I drink now. Rest is history. Cooper Cup won that Super Bowl.
That's it?
DJ'd his wedding.
There it is. I was like, you're not ending there, are you?
He was the MVP. Super Bowl
cool
MVP.
Story, bro.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.